entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Who is Rorschach? To find out, visit HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Hi, my name is Ken, and this isn't your typical podcast. It was recorded live, remains unedited, and is available to anyone who can endure a foul-mouthed Australian kid, Rammstein, and a detailed argument against most of the people I encounter from day-to-day life. If that's you, enjoy the next 2 hours. And eat shit.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, you dick knob. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that?
Listen, see?
No mercy.
Hey!
It's over, Johnny! Yeah, you did it!
Bruce, are you okay? Can you go on?
Get him a body bag! Yeah!
All right.
Show.
coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homeowners didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. It's magical, it's mysterious, and it smells something like feet and butthole. And it's always prefaced by a German band. Who are they? You guessed it. Rammstein! Yes. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. I really, really, truly appreciate it. All right, Rammstein, enough! Okay, thank you. God, just, you know, just when you think they've done their job, they've done okay, they overstay their welcome. They set themselves ablaze a little too frequently. They start coming over, reaching in the fridge, not asking, pulling out drinks, just popping tops, sitting down and putting their feet on your table. Rammstein, seriously, we're going to have a little chat here. But next week, please. Because this week, I'm feeling a little patriotic, as I think a lot of you are as well. Or maybe you're just fucking fed up with it. Maybe you've just had absolutely enough of America's birthday. But I don't think I did. I don't think I did. I did more than I've ever done any other July 4th. I went to see two fireworks shows, at least one parade, and I did eat two hot dogs. Fantastic, right? You'd think it's amazing. But I'm getting older. I'm approaching 30. And now my shift, my focus is a little bit removed from exactly where it was just a couple of years ago. Go out, have a good time, barbecue, drink, get a little fucked up. And here it is. Here it is. Now I'm listening to the speeches from people speaking, whether they're on a parade or whether it's at some kind of festival where they're playing music and they have armed forces. When did I learn English? When did I teach myself English? Was it on the boat ride to New Jersey? I didn't know. I don't know. So I listen to the soldiers talking and I listen to the passion they have for this country. And I start to just reflect. And I start to get very hypocritical. A lot of it happens when the Star Spangled Banner is played, when certain sentimental, meaningful, powerful songs are played, such as "America the Beautiful" or "America Fuck Yeah" or something, or "Taps." That was the one I was trying to think of. "Taps" with the bugle. And, like, somebody has fallen in battle. They've given their life to the country. The most noble dedication they get is a touching song that goes back to the Civil War that should be met with the same reverence as our Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem. You stand up, you remove your hat, hand on hearts, whenever you hear it. Or at least that's what you would think, right? Because I went down to South Jersey to Amanda. Amanda, who is my girlfriend, by the way. Amanda lives in South Jersey, and we went down to her hometown fireworks extravaganza. So, they have a whole festival thing going on. Just a couple days before, we watched the one in my town, my small, shitty town, and it was like a little barge in a lake, just firing shit up, no music, nothing. People on fucking blankets just sitting and looking at it. And that's all I've ever known. And although I've gone to Amanda's fireworks show a couple years now. It really is impressive how many people truly flock to this thing, because there's it's more than just staring blindly at lights. It's they have stands set up for cheesesteaks, or cheesesteaks, however you want to misspell it, depending on your background or nationality. Hot dogs, hamburgers. They even had a little restaurant that our fallen comrade Germ Freak. You know, I wish I had some taps. Actually, I would play taps. Just out of respect. I mean, I'll get a bugler next time I mention him. He really loved Carrabba's. Carrabba's had a goddamn stand there. And you could get a whole plate of food, of restaurant quality food, for like $10. So, more of a festival. They actually had a fucking stage with some DJ. And let's face it, every time you hear the DJ, I'm brought back to every wedding I've ever been to. I'm like, oh, the fucking cha-cha slide. Slide to the left. Bam! Slide to the right. Bam! They just have one fucking CD that they give DJs at DJ school. The DJ Institute of America. Here is your CD. Crisscross. Bam! Crisscross. And then they have that boom, tick, 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 boom, tick, tick. That fucking, that song is probably the worst shit I've ever heard in my life. And they always follow it up with the fucking electric slide. They have the goddamn, now they're doing, because it's a little bit of a patriotic thing, they have Miley Cyrus, but they'll play Party in the USA. They'll play fucking Freebird or whatever. I mean, I've never been to a wedding down by Van or Clayton, our buddies from the South. But I imagine that that's played there. Put a fucking cowboy hat on and just fucking really get into some, get your shit kickers on and just fucking stomp your fucking heel to toe on the dance floor as you drink from the bottle. I don't know. This is my perception of what goes on in the South. I'm so fucking Northern and, I don't know, but they go through the same usual repertoire of songs, and then they cut it off. And I looked around. I looked. They had the military vehicles. They had the troops in uniform, the fucking Marines in their dress. That fucking I don't know. Listen, I can't pretend to know shit about it, but I know that I see these people who obviously fought for our country, and I get a little bit sentimental. Like, this person has had either a passion for the country that they dedicated their lives to it, or they had no other options and they needed money for college and they were duped by a commercial that they saw while watching Classic Concentration when they were homesick from school. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show. Who's this?
VM Messenger, what's up?
VM Messenger, how you doing, buddy? Hey, happy America Day. Fourth.
Well, happy America Day. I'm a little upset by you keep on trashing the South like you do.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Tennessee, and I live in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Virginia was the first one to fall, you know?
Yes, but I don't listen to country music.
Oh, okay. What do you...
We don't do that.
You don't? Well,
we don't
why
do country music.
Well, I'm sorry, Wes.
Fireworks.
Why do you look like a prospector, then? Maybe...
I don't anymore. Actually, I shaved. I look... very handsome.
Oh, you did shave? Well, you know, send me some pictures, please. I need to update my wallet. When I'm surrounded by scary Southerners, I need to open up my wallet and show them a picture of someone I know from the South to let them know that I'm in. I'm okay, guys. I know this person who always fucking goes barefoot in the woods and has permanently black heels. So,
but you do realize we do the same thing you all do up north for 4th of July. It's all patriotic music and not a lot of that crappy country music that they play. But yeah, it's fireworks and they're just drinking some beers, hanging out.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're not allowed to have the fucking fireworks. Do you understand? You can blow them off where... You can drive down the goddamn street in the South and fire them out of your driver's side window. And as long as you say, God bless America... it's okay that you just blinded an infant.
Well, I didn't realize everybody in the North was a bunch of pussies that you wouldn't just light fireworks off anyway.
Well, you know, we do. We do. But we have much better organized shows that are far better than some fucking shirtless asshole putting a fucking bottle rocket in his empty schlitz and saying, look where this gonna go. Look where this one gonna go. You ever take a frog and put him under a pot? For some reason, whenever someone gets shirtless and fucking decides to play with explosives, they take on the voice of your part of the nation.
My part of the nation, huh?
Well, isn't that... I mean, I don't want to walk on the fighting side of you, but...
Well, look, I had a view of three professional fireworks shows from the one spot I was sitting in.
And where was that? At the top of your gold mine?
Are you drinking a beer right now?
Yes, why?
I don't think I've ever seen you drink a beer while you're doing the show.
Well, I guess you've missed quite a few episodes, you cocksucker.
Well, you know what? You must be a little drunk, so I'm not sure if I can continue talking to you.
I've had about a few sips out of this. I am not drunk. And just because someone goes against something that you've said doesn't mean it's a drunken argument. Contrary to your environment, up north, we're able to sip a few and talk, go back and forth, and jaw each other. So,
okay, well...
I'm sorry, well, I'm sorry, Wes.
Can I say one thing real quick?
No, you can say many things.
One thing real quick.
Sure.
One thing. Save Frank.
Save Frank. Well, you're going to have to get Frank to save himself before Frank can be saved. And then as he hangs up, I want to point this out for everybody. He hit hang up or end on his phone and then reached over to PalTalk to type lols, LOLZ, just to let everybody know. He is a fucking hoot. Yes, Wes, you are the belle of the ball. I didn't hang up on you. Fuck you. If you want to interact with the show, we have chat rooms going in PalTalk in the Hear Us Talk radio room. And as always, on hearustalk.com, where a lot of the people from the Facebook fan page who have met me either on chat roulette or whatever, being duped into clicking like on some fucking shit, they are here, they are hanging out, and they're having a goddamn blast. And you know what? Some of them aren't from this country, so they don't understand the passion that my heart is filled with right now. They don't understand the joy of celebrating America's birthday and listening to Taps. But the problem is, they play Party in the USA. And I'm sorry, Wes, and all the Southerners. I didn't mean to disparage what you actually do. The truth is, I don't know what you do. So when I make fun of the South, I'm really going along with what Looney Tunes has fucking told me from a kid. I was raised to believe that every Southerner has fucking 16 guns in his pants and will fucking shoot him in the sky when he's either angry or joyous. So, you know, it's images that I'm raised with. So please forgive me. I'm expressing what I know. I know that Miley Cyrus was being played, and then it was cut short. And the people that were not really dancing, even though the wedding/patriot DJ on the stage was claiming that everybody's dancing here, having a great time. It's great to see everybody dancing. And then he would play a canned clip of, like, applause. And by the second or third time hearing that same applause, I realized, oh, he's not holding the mic to a crowd. He's really just playing a fucking applause noise. And I looked over at the stage, and I saw that there were, like, a few people leaning up against it. But most people were concerned with laying on their fucking blankets and all that. But Miley Cyrus cuts, and all of a sudden they bring up this old fucking Marine. He's been in it for 30-something years. He has a bugle that has the finish is worn off wherever his hand should go. It's fucking cracked. It's dented in. He might have fucking killed somebody with that goddamn bugle. He gets up on stage, tells the whole story of Taps, and says, actually spells it out. When this song is played, it deserves and commands the same reverence and respect of our national anthem because it is a tribute to our fallen heroes, our soldiers, and it should be treated with respect. After all that, he breaks into this really slow, somber, and moving rendition of Taps. And I'm standing, hand on heart. I look around. This fucking prick sitting here, laying on his back, throwing a fucking ball into the air, catching it. Somebody jumping on a fucking scooter, throwing fucking frisbee, not even paying attention. This guy is older than fucking, you know, entire groups that are out there, not paying attention to him. And nobody gives a fuck. It just seems nobody gives a shit. And maybe it's a function of their age. Because I know that I probably, like, you know what? I think every time I heard the national anthem, I always stood up. I don't know. You may call me an asshole, but I always feel like I should show some kind of respect to people that are at least fucking braver than me to say, yeah, fuck it. I'll take a bullet for whatever we're fighting for. I don't know. Listen, you may not agree with what we're fighting for, but they still stood up and decided to defend and do what they're told. Whatever. They need respect. I've always thought that. And I look around and I see these kids just fucking laying down, playing on their fucking father's iPhone or their mother's fucking cell phone, just staring into a glowing rectangle, as some of you are doing right now. And I'm hearing this song, and I'm like, these fucking assholes just don't even give a shit. And then I saw this article, which was one of the few email forwards that I didn't delete instantly. By the way, here's a little tip for those of you emailing me. If you don't want me to delete your email, you might want to just erase the FWD colon in your subject. Because I have a lot of older relatives who are just kind of getting into this computer age. And they think, like, email is a really, you know, good way to communicate. And the best way to communicate with email is to forward everything they get to everyone they know. So I'll open up my front page and I'll see, oh, inbox 35. This is fucking big. Let me get in the goddamn trenches, settle in. And I see, oh, Barack Obama doesn't have a fucking birth certificate. Forward, forward, forward. Some of them have six fucking forwards. For some reason, I feel guilty if I delete my dad's or my mom's. I'm getting there with my mom's, not feeling so guilty after seeing the Nemo sushi picture fucking 16 times. But I get through my dad's forwards and I see one that has this article here that claims, let me actually get to it. Jesus. One in four Americans cannot name who we fought for independence. And at first, I'm thinking, that can't be right. That can't be fucking right. The nature of people, even if you're not into school, you fucking love war. In our country, we love to hear about war. We love to hear about fucking conflict. We love to hear just fucking fights and everything. And at the first exposure we get to it, if we're in a normal household, is probably school, when we hear that we fought wars to be able to sit in this shitty molded plastic seat with this fucking plywood desk affixed right in our goddamn abdomen, with that pencil groove cut in, and that fucking retard pencil with the fucking rip-a-paper eraser. We learn that we fought Great Britain. The fucking British are coming. They have catchphrases and everything. And there are fucking 3 out of 4. No, that's it. Just 1 in 4? 1 in 4 don't fucking know. 1/4 of the people polled. Well, you know what? We're getting something here from Big Red STD, which just sounds painful and unfortunate. They're saying, aren't 2 out of 3 people in the U.S. Mexican? I don't know the stats, person, but you might be onto something. They probably all wrote fucking... They all wrote the United States. they wrote border control when they were polled, so they got it wrong. But it just... I don't know. I would guarantee if they were polled, do you know who's sticking their cock in Kim Kardashian? I bet you more people would fucking know that than the people who know who we fought for independence. And to me, it's a little bit fucking shitty. We're getting some racism in this HeroesTalk.com chat room, implying that Mexicans can't read the poll. That's why it's so skewed. Listen, Not good. Not good at all. To me, Irish Curse is saying, didn't we beat the Canadians for independence? No, we fucking didn't. We didn't. We fought for Canada, almost won the goddamn thing. Almost had Canada as our own fucking property. And then we lost one key battle to the French and Indians. I'd like to include that little fucking fact before you start fucking smiling around your fucking frog leg, you French prick. You needed Squanto to fucking help you. Why am I rekindling old fucking old battles that really don't mean shit? Sure, they hate us. Sure, we can't really stand them. But I'm arguing over fucking Canada that we lost way back when. I don't know. I just think that it would be nicer. Maybe the efforts of these troops would be a little bit more worth it if the people that are in the country they were fighting for maybe gave half of a fucking shit rather than eating their fucking chicken brine from fucking the Carrabba's stand, just stuffing their fucking faces as this moving song is being played, as you're being given fucking history from a man who could be dead any goddamn day by now. He's so fucking old, he's crumbling up there playing this fucking song. They can't even be bothered to listen. They're, oh, look! Look, so-and-so's jumping bikes! Like, fuck you. I want to take a break here. I want to get into a lot more tonight. I've got a lot to get to. And on the breaks, I have brand new things that I put together. I'm trying new things. Getting things done. And I've got a lot to tell you. It's the DJ New Style Show. HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. To find out who Rorschach is. And we'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
The DJ New Style Show has a brand new Facebook fan page. Thank you for deleting the old one, Frank, you incompetent asshole. The new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Congratulations, Frank, on being so technically inept that you made us add the word the. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
The DJ New Style Show.
And now, true stories from an overnight fast food clip. Yeah, so last Tuesday, motherfucker come in with a free Fruitizia coupon and order a gordita to boot. The shit come to $2.25. He's standing in front of me not knowing what the fuck he's doing, digging in his pockets and taking Tic Tacs and keys and shit out. But I'm on some I got all night bullshit, so I start picking at my nails and getting my cuticle game tight. All of a sudden, I seen a $100 bill pointed at me, and I'm like, is you blind? And he's like, no. He's Mexican. That's important. I pointed back to the sign on the wall behind me that says, we ain't about to take his raggedy-ass $100 bill with some ink blot stains or whatever the fuck. And then this motherfucker chimes in saying some shit like, well, it's just money. And I'm like, you didn't make the shit, did you? You didn't print this out in your motherfucking Epson printer. I know you Mexican. And he laughing and shit. He thinking I'm joking. I'm halfway serious on this motherfucker. But then he starts saying no and getting sincere and shit. And I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. So I handed the motherfucker the food. I gave dude his free fruit, Fruitizia, and dude bounced. The next motherfucking night, motherfucker come in thirsting on another free fruit, Fruitizia, and orders a salsa roja bullshit or whatever the fuck. And I'm like, joking around and shit. I'm like, you ain't gonna pull no counterfeit bullshit tonight, is you? And I'm joking here. And dude got offended. I look at the fruit Fruitizia coupon dude handed me, and the shit looked like it was hand-drawn with half a Sharpie and some gravel and shit. It was all fucked up. So I'm like, he concealing the fact that he lying on a free fruit Fruitizia coupon. And then I realized I work here till 5 a.m. and I do not give a fuck about nothing but getting paid. So I'm like, whatever, motherfucker. I got that dude his food and drank. Got him the fuck up out my store. And I'm like,
I work here every motherfucking night. I do not give a fuck if you come in here with a stack of free shit, fake motherfucking bills, eating your shitty ass bad for you Taco Bell shit. Whatever you do, it ain't coming out of my motherfucking check. Take all the goddamn fire sauces you want, please. Oh, and that $100 bill, totally real. And the coupons for the free Fruit Fruitesias, shit checked out. So the motherfucker's on the level. He eating Taco Bell, using real money, and has authentic coupons? How the fuck I think he Mexican?
This has been True Stories from an overnight fast food clerk.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Ah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com to download everything that we've ever done. Subscribe to the podcast and spread the word. Connect, do all kinds of goddamn things. But if you want to do some other things, some fantastic things, you should go to ICU2.com. Now that's ICU, the number 2.com. It's the best way to chat face to face from any place. Wherever you can get an internet connection, ICU2 will let you connect to thousands of people instantly. Unlike some of these other sites, these late to the game motherfuckers, ICU2 doesn't cripple your user experience. Watch as many live videos as you like, send and receive unlimited private messages. Believe it or not, some people do cripple that. And then finally, you get to chat exactly the way you want. Go to ICU2.com. That's ICU, the number 2.com. It's free to try, for fuck's sake. What are you waiting for, ass dick? Go there right now, download it to your Windows PC, and in seconds, you'll be running with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. That's ICU2, ICU2.com, ICU, the number 2.com. Is it really that fucking hard? Is it? It isn't. It's fan-goddamn-tastic. If you want to call the show, 316-768-4472. And you can be as cool as our buddy VA Messenger in here, who obviously is showing how little he cares about our show in the Pal Talk room. But you can also do that and be as belligerent as him in our HearUsTalk.com chat room. What's that number again? What's the number to call? 316-768-4472.
You got a sponsor now?
It's been like a fucking year. You fucking ass.
What do you mean you got a sponsor now?
We've had a fucking sponsor for a goddamn year, you surly southern fuck. Oh, shit. So, I'm thinking about this whole fucking 4th of July thing, and how nice it is. And it is nice. But the part of it that I don't get, and this is any holiday, any big holiday in our country is tied to an official string of parades. And I get the need, maybe the desire for it. I could honestly see the appeal for parades, but not small town fucking parades. I understand being part of a community is good. It's nice. You get to know people, you see people, you talk. Sure, but do we really need to fucking showcase one another by closing a goddamn street, walking down the middle of it, and waving to one side, and waving to the other, and waving to one side, and waving to the other? Oh, and look, here comes the fucking Little League. Oh, because I could honestly, you know, I wouldn't have nowhere to see them except at fucking Little League games. I don't even go to fucking relatives that play Little League. Nieces, nephews, cousins. I can't be fucking bothered. And then, I mean, if it's kids, I can understand it. It's a big thing for a kid. But you have the, like, you'll get, like, a Little League kids, and then, like, the fucking secretaries from TD Bank or some shit are waving and fucking throwing out forms to open accounts and shit. They're driving their fucking truck. And just wait. People are waving at the guy that doesn't even have the fucking windows down. can't even be fucking bothered to look at you or even care because he's just keeping his eyes on the obviously always clear fucking road. Just fuck a parade. I don't know. I go because it's one of those things. Amanda enjoys the parade. It's something that she grew up doing. We didn't do it in our house. We didn't. I know I've been in a parade. I've been in Little League. I've walked up. Been told to wave. You need to wave more, Kenny. You need to wave more. Make sure you wave at the other side, too. You need to wave more over there. Like, why? What's with all the fucking waving? They don't want to look at me walk. Who gives a shit? The cool part, the cops come out with their fucking equipment. They really show what they can do. They bring that fucking menacing van with the tractor-trailer wheels. And you think there's like fucking saw blades in the goddamn hubcaps. They have fucking rifles in there. That's great. That's really cool. But the firemen come out. They have their trucks. Just fucking awesome. You see the equipment. You can see cool shit. The older cars, okay. That's great. I have never seen a car like that. And it's in such a great fucking condition. But they don't have enough shit. So they have to fill it up with shit I don't care about. Oh, here's the elementary school. And all the teachers. Oh, and a marching band. Okay, there's a marching band. That fulfills the quota for the parade. Oh, no, wait. Every school has a fucking marching band and they have to walk down the... I don't fucking get it and I can't fucking be bothered. I just fucking can't. And maybe it's because I'm getting older and I'm getting crotchety. But I don't think I've ever enjoyed a fucking parade. I've never had the desire to go to the big ones in the city. I've never had the desire to go to the fucking St. Patrick's parade, to go to fucking Mardi Gras, which, believe me, is probably a fucking fun time. But it's a fucking, a parade where you can get assaulted, killed, and watch your fucking girlfriend get raped by somebody holding a fucking fancy alcoholic drink and wearing fucking beads they bought at a dollar store. Just parades, like, what am I watching? I don't know. Steve the LARPer is letting me know that I'm the crotchetiest person on the planet. I can't be alone. There has to be someone out there that feels at least the same or the exact opposite of the way I feel. And if you do, and you're listening to this on a download, please email me. If you're listening now, call in. 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. Fuck a parade. Oh, this is the thing. I'm from North Jersey, which is a normal part of the state. Everything is comfortable. It's a watered down version of New York. There's fucking, it's like, you can almost sense New Yorkness, but there's fucking bears. There's deer and shit. There's trees and fucking rednecks. Like, it's a little bit of an estuary of fucking hicks and city folk. And I like that. But as you go South Jersey, you go down to the south part of New Jersey, there's all kinds of fucked up things there. And I'll tell you after this, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show. Who's this?
A very hot sounding music show.
Jeff, is that heat that I'm hearing in back of you? I hear like a sizzle.
God. I have two things going to try to combat this, and it's just not helping.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my new house. The summer is laughing at my air conditioners.
Where, and now, you moved from Long Island, and you are living where now?
I am in Norwood, North Jersey, Bergen County.
Congratulations, you are in North Jersey, the sane part of New Jersey. Jeff, would you agree that New Jersey is almost a little bit of like swampy New Yorkness? There's a little bit of a woodsier, like you can...
It's not New Jersey definitely has a Westchester feel to it, yes.
Mm. Definitely better than Central or Southern Jersey, correct?
Yeah, I'm opposing the New York side of the Hudson River on the Palisades, so very, very similar terrain up here, very mountainy. My closest civilization is Paramus, which is about 20 minutes away. There's just not a department store to be seen.
Well, you should go and LARP with Steve the LARPer. You two should be the best of pals and have drinks. And
is this a base camp?
I think that he can get there in 15 minutes if he really wanted to. He could be there in 15 minutes with a PVC sword. Jeff, how are you enjoying your new place? When did you get in? When did you finally settle in?
Friday. I've been moving a little bit by bit over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's just been a pain in the ass. But I wanted to call about parades.
Okay, parades.
I hate parades for a different reason. I hate anything that requires you to stand there for an extended period of time.
Yep.
That includes concerts as well. Like, if you don't have grass seats or stadium seating, and I gotta stand there for 3 hours with hundreds of other sweaty people while my legs and feet are killing me, I fucking hate that. Not to mention the fact that most parades are just boring. I mean, you know, sometimes you'll get like ones with the floats and they put a lot of effort into it. Other times it's like your local VFW walking down the street holding a banner of some kind announcing who they are. And it's just like, what the fuck do I care?
And then people applaud. They fucking applaud them holding a banner. Congratulations, you didn't drop it.
Here comes the Elkhorns. This is so awesome.
Oh, the Parks Commission. They're walking. Good. Way to go. Nice benches you put in. I give a fuck.
Since one earthquake. You know, the kids are like, this is so fucking boring. The fucking bagpipes, like we haven't heard bagpipes 100,000 times. It's the same. I defy someone to play a bagpipe and have 8-2 songs sound nothing but exactly the same. They're the same fucking songs.
I do enjoy the bagpipes. I have to say, what I don't enjoy is seeing someone that could easily be telling me I'm an asshole and I should shut my fucking mouth and just give me your registration. Play a fucking bagpipe. The cop bagpipe bands, fine. Do what you have to do. It's a great community service. But I just get the sense that this guy is a fucking asshole for some reason. I have no basis.
Here comes the Walker High School marching band playing Anchor of the Day, or the Saints go marching in. They've been practicing that for 6 months, and it sounds like fucking garbage.
It is always the Saints go marching in. Like we're
some
back.
Stupid fucking army marching song. Who cares?
There was actually a float, which was really fancily.
Cheerleaders in the baton.
It was a really fancily decorated float that looked like a float being towed by a pickup truck that had like some fucking shitty pop punk band on it. And as terrible and generic as they were, it was the highlight of the fucking show for me. Because the guy's playing drums, they have a fucking amp set up. It's something. It's not just fucking 16 people who answer phones all day walking and waving, lollipop for the kid. Here you go. Walking and waving, happy 4th!
Why not? If there are 30 people on a cell phone just totally oblivious to the fact that they're in a parade and they're just walking down the street, I would find that funny. Yeah, but I think the worst part of a parade is the televised play-by-play, where you have two anchors and they're just like, and here comes the 4th, and it's just like, who cares?
Oh, New York's strongest.
I don't need your charming personality to walk me through the experience.
Oh, New York's strongest. Yes, these guys handle banana peels and dog shit every single day. We love their service, and what a great day. Yeah, it is a really great day. It's so clear. I'm glad for all the people who have... Parades had to have started somewhere awesome for them to have lasted this long, right?
Well, I would imagine in the beginning they were used to celebrate armies coming home from battle. and you know, everyone claiming victory, but you know, I don't care about, you know, about any sort of local parade that just, you know, for the sake of throwing a parade.
Of course not. Oh, the local repair shop has a fucking a sponsored float with the Indian Society. It had, the parades had to have started, like you said, with the people coming home from battle. And I guarantee you, every parade, like the first 5,000 parades, probably had a death fucking depicted in the middle.
You know what is really good parades? I'll tell you who does really good parades. The Chinese and the Soviets. Because you all go down the street, tanks.
Yes.
Tanks, missiles, big nuclear missiles from spy guns on the back of trucks with nuclear warheads, flanked by guys holding M16, marching in perfect formation, showcasing all of their weaponry and power. I need to get behind a parade like that.
Yeah, the Soviet parades of the 80s with, like, the backward R's printed on fucking huge missiles, and they were actually held on by, like, two pickup trucks that were fucking reverse. Like, one, the bed was facing towards the end, and the other bed was, you know, the tail. And then they're just fucking doing a duck walk down the goddamn... That's impressive. But Steve the LARPer's bringing up something here. Please address ticker tape parades. I have to say, I would probably watch any parade if there were just tons of litter being thrown on the people. It would make it so much more rewarding for someone who just has such a fucking loathing for these people who are so arrogant to not say, well, no, I wouldn't be in the parade. No one gives a fuck that I sweep the goddamn school.
How about a parade like a gauntlet where people are trying to get through and people are just dumping them with all sorts of shit, and whoever makes the other side, I don't know, gets a glass of punch or something. Just, you know,
that would be the best. That would be the fucking best. If you could just be... No, go ahead.
What do you think of parades like that are seen like 1,000 blondes, you know, or 500 old people with low... I don't know, something like that.
I mean, I would need like a... For me to be into a parade, I need violence, confusion, or celebrity. Like, if it were a parade of fucking... one sitcom hit wonders, like fucking Buddy, not Buddy Lembeck, but maybe Mr. Powell from fucking the original Charles in Charge, or like a couple of just celebrities that have nothing going on, just walking down and waving. I would watch that, because I'm like, holy shit, that's the fucking robot from Small Wonder, or the little faggy kid.
I brought up military parades for a reason, because I was thinking about this over the 4th of July weekend. When's the last time Americans have honored the men and women in uniform with a true, like, victory parade? I mean, I know we had that farce on an aircraft carrier, the mission accomplished and whatnot, but really, we never did, and not since World War II have we had local home troops you've done well.
I think we had it for Desert Storm, that thing. Schwarzkopf was probably, you know, they had some fucking confetti thrown at him. But I think after that, you know, every other fucking military operation has just been some fucking one-off shit where they, like, throw a missile at a fucking farmhouse or a place that made medicine. Like, we didn't really have a war until, like, 2003. So, I mean, and it's not over. It's still going on. So we really haven't had that opportunity. And I don't think we're going to, because it seems like there's a lot of people who kind of resent the fact that we're in that. So they're not going
to
be...
I see what you're saying. Like, there's no such thing as a victory anymore. Like, there used to be a definite end of
no
operation. Someone signed a piece of paper, shook hands, exchanged a pistol, and there you go. You know it's over.
And you know what? I think even the victories were perceived victories. Like, if you zoom out, like, a fucking 10,000 years, it's all going to look like one big fucking war anyway. Isn't it? So, I mean, it's really, like, the victory is just kind of, like, to settle the people back in and to get some morale back up. But it's really not a fucking victory because we keep going in and doing more shit in the same fucking area. And it's over and over, and it will continue. But, yeah, there will be no more victories, even if we declare it. Even if we say we won or they surrender, there will be no more public fucking celebrated victories because everybody is a cunt. And nobody can truly fucking just relax and fucking just visualize one enemy anymore. It's always got to be motives.
It would be healthy. I think it would be healthy for the American people to kind of, like, celebrate our military might every once in a while in a very public way.
Yeah.
You know, I guess we always look at that old Soviet or Chinese footage with a little, like, oh, man, that's creepy. But I always thought, like, man, that's intimidating.
You know what?
I would, as an American, would love to see what type of new shit we've come up with.
You know what the problem is?
Some new brand new tank, a century or something.
The reason why this doesn't exist and it is simple. It's because we've played too many video games. We need one fucking face to hate. Every time there's been positive thoughts about the military and what they're doing, there's always been that one fucking guy, and occasionally more than one fucking guy. Just these super villain people that we're just told to hate, and we hate, and when they're apprehended, killed, or whatever, oh, big fucking party. Ayatollah Khomeini, Hitler, you know, Bin Laden. Well, now we can't find Bin Laden, but, you know, we need that one fucking boss at the end of the level to know we've completed whatever it is. And now we can go back to the lackadaisical celebration of discovering the next level. Yeah, we go and we hit the first few little coin boxes and hope a mushroom comes out. And then we're like, okay, let's start scrolling. And then shit gets a little more dangerous. Like, oh, shit, this little fucking beetle thing is here. We better jump on that, squash it real quick. It came right back at us, but we jumped over it. That's good. That's good. We get to the end.
Downtown Fairfield here in Jersey, they have a classic car parade for that show where you see some really well-done restorations, and they parade them through downtown Freehold, and then they corral them into a parking lot, and everyone gets to check out the car. They pop the hoods open and whatnot. And I think that's really cool. I can get behind something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been to, like, the car shows and stuff, and I've been to even, like, as a kid, I went to something called, I think it's called the Lead East, where these people who've dedicated their lives to, like, some 57 Chevy or something that they've acquired, they've learned every little thing about it, they know they have all the original fucking parts, it's that car they drive once a year, it has the QQ historic plates on it, they get, like, 500 miles a year on the fucking thing, and then every now and then they take it out to this this little show. And everybody says, wow, what a clean engine. All that work for, like, oh, that engine's really shiny. And then they fucking close it up and tow it back home. And then that's it.
What do you think about parades that get out of hand, like that get violent?
Oh,
like,
I would love
the
that.
The Puerto Rican Day Parade or the Irish Parade.
Fun to hear about. I'd imagine they're very fun to hear about. Probably not that great to have your fucking lawn chair next to. And that's another thing. Anything I have to bring my own fucking seating to, if it's not a beach, I'm not into it. If I have to go and carry a fucking folding chair to see something ensue, I'm not going to be that fucking into it. Or unless there's exploding shit, like the fireworks. We brought our own fucking chair. By the way, at the fireworks we went to, we were sitting next to the caution tape. Like, this is as close as you can fucking get, because there are cops now standing here and there's caution tape, and we've sat, I guess, kind of near there before, and I had no idea exactly how close we were until it was like fucking 9:45. We've been there for 3 hours. I've had words with children. Like, I got hit in the face with a fucking frisbee because these two assholes have decided they're gonna play frisbee in this narrow 3-foot alleyway between us and a fence that is protecting them from falling into a ravine that is ended with a sewery swamp. So they're just throwing the frisbee back and forth. I'm laying down. I don't even see them until I get hit in the fucking head with their frisbee. They run up, grab it, and start playing again. So I say, hey, how about you don't do that here? So they kept doing it, whatever. And I said, if this fucking frisbee hits us again, I'm going to throw it in the fucking swamp. Their next throw, Jeff.
Maybe she got to see fireworks. I had to watch them on TV.
That's fucking pathetic. Their next throw, Jeff.
It's as bad as the U-Log. There's nothing worse than watching fireworks on television.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty bad. Their next throw went into the ravine. They missed it wide right. I go, ah-ha! Ah-ha! I applauded, and she ran back and told her dad, that guy clapped when we threw it in the... where he threw the frisbee in the woods. But watching the fireworks on TV is probably the worst. It's almost like watching the Bellagio fountain on TV or on video. Like every time you go into Vegas and you see this fountain, it's very impressive. There's people there, and I'm guilty of this, recording it so they could just bring that little image home, and they can hear fucking Shania Twain seemingly control the way the water flows, and they'll show their people back home who won't give a fuck because they've already seen it. But people still record it. I recorded the fucking fireworks. Like, I'm ever going to look at this or show somebody who's going to give a shit. We were pretty...
Here's a little story from over the weekend. So, as I said, I moved. And as I'm moving out, Wally, Coochie Bug Wally, pulled up, parked in front of our neighbor's driveway. He wasn't there. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And the neighbor comes home about an hour later, just furious, just gets in Wally's face, calling him every form of terrorist, fan nigger, whatever. Wally's just laughing at him. This is the guy, by the way, I've told you about, who threatened to poison my dog and, you know, countless other incidents.
Yeah,
I put a mouse on his porch.
Yeah, also,
for
those who don't know, Wally is not one you want to fuck with. You don't want to fuck with Wally. And this guy just didn't care. So he's going at him with racist shit, and he obviously is an asshole.
He sees me at the door, and he runs over to the door, and he goes, "So you're fucking afraid to move his fucking car?" I'm like, "Relax, pal, okay? All you gotta do is ask nicely." He goes, "I'm so glad you fucking niggers are moving out."
What? For those who might not know, Jeff is not a black man. So that's a little confusing. Why would he choose that type of word?
I guess in his mind that's the worst thing you could call someone. I don't know, but
I mean, he really dug down, and that's the word he pulled out. Like, he really wanted to hurt you the most, but he decided to call you something that you use in every joke you write.
And he gets back in Wally's face, and I'm thinking he's gonna throw a punch. Wally's just kind of standing there. And he's like, "No, I'm not moving it." And, the guy's like, "Oh, I'm going to get my friend to make you move it." And Wally goes, "Well, get your friend." And then the guy, one of those, like, barking dog type guys who gets in your face, says a lot of shit, never follows through, and eventually runs out of steam and limbers off, muttering things under his breath as he walks back into his house.
So he's obviously... is he an alcoholic, this guy? Is he an alcoholic?
I don't know, but let's just say he's not, we have all those marbles.
So have you ever been on...
He's a little off.
Have you ever been on good terms with this guy? Like, in the beginning, was it like Michael Douglas meeting the guy in the fucking Nazi surplus store and falling down? Like, he was really cool with you? Gave you some weapons, and then all of a sudden he just turned on you and put dead animals on your doorstep?
No, I guess...
Think about it! What about the Arabs?
On your show, like, the whole issue, like, walking your dog, you become like a second-class citizen. Like, for people who don't own animals and they see you come around, they watch you, and I don't know, there's something about, like, an animal defecating near them that just drives them crazy, and they just don't understand, like, animals shit. They have to shit. So where else are they going to shit? Inside my house, I have to walk them.
Yeah, but...
And it's public property, so shut up and take it. Living in a fucking society next to people, fucking accept that this is how it's going to be. Or move, or you get some land, and you're separated from people.
You must have done something. You must have done something.
Guy would always accuse me of, leaving shit there. Meanwhile, there's at least 15, 20 other dogs on the block. I picked up my shit. I was fucking religious about it. And,
let me ask you something. Have you ever slipped, and did you not pick up once?
I don't pick up diarrhea, because I don't see the point.
That's it! You have to! You have to!
I'm not picking up diarrhea. If it's solid, I'll pick it up. If it's diarrhea, I imagine it's going to dry out and, you know,
Jeff,
it's going to be there on the grass.
It's like when you're out to dinner with someone you know who's going to pick the bill up. You have to at least reach into your pocket and say, can I get you anything? Can I at least get the tip or whatever? You have to at least go down there and make a little scrapey motion with a bagged hand. You have to at least try. That way, they don't just see.
Basically lie.
Yes, because they don't see. They're watching your every move. They're neighbors.
No, I know. And so, then they got to a point where I had to go out to the pet store and buy bright purple and white, like garbage bags, little toilet bags, so that they could be visible from a good 100 feet away.
But all it takes is one.
I would walk around like it was my flag, and I would wave it, and everyone would see, and no one would give me shit.
Yeah, but the thing about it, though, is it takes one diarrhea dump for them to think, oh, see, he never picks his shit up. They don't know it's diarrhea. So if you go down there and reach and at least try to scrape it up or whatever with your hand, hey, I did all I can, fuck it. And then you walk out. And they know that, oh, he did go down. Every time that dog squats, I see him go with a bag and try. So they can't
I can understand that every time you walked out, there was a little bit of shit to greet you. And it's just like every fucking day. I had a neighbor who had a really open floor, and he would deliberately bring it over to my lawn, and he would shit there. But, you know, like normal people, you go up to the person, and you reason with them and say, hey, we're neighbors. I really don't appreciate your dog shitting on my lawn. Could you stop that? You know, as opposed to this guy who threatened to poison my dog, got up in my brother's face, in my face, in my friend's face, screaming and yelling. You know, you just don't do that. You be a person.
Yeah, or Jeff, or you get tired of the fact that there's solo cups all over your lawn, that there's little neighborly kids running on your lawn on a house you don't live in. Their dog runs around and just shits in my fucking yard over and over so that every time I go to my fucking house to do work, I see garbage. And then I find myself at Home Depot looking for fertilizer, and I'm met with two selections, kid and pet safe or kill weeds. And which one do I put in my fucking cart? And I scoff at the smiling kid and dog on the bag, and I reach for the other one. The one that is just for fucking weed killing, and if it's eaten by a dog or fucked with a kid, maybe they get an upset stomach and they realize, I probably shouldn't go on the poison lawn. I probably shouldn't be playing on the poison lawn. So, that's where I'm leaving it. And if I see more shit, and my poison lawn doesn't deter them, I'll go over, I'll be a fucking person. Because, you know what? Is being a person the thing to do to somebody that's not being a fucking person to you? Is that the best move? Someone who's so fucking inconsiderate, they just throw garbage or put dog shit or do whatever. Should you...
Are you talking about your neighbors?
Anybody. Should you just go out there and fucking be nice right off the bat?
I think you try it once. I think you as a civilized person, you try to resolve it in a civilized way. You walk up to the guy and you reasonably ask him to stop doing that. And it's after that, if he scoffs at you, if he laughs at you, if he tells you to fuck off, if he denies it, then you take the next step. You know, whatever you feel is appropriate in your mind. You know, if you're a sane person, you call the cops, or you figure out some sort of system, or you move like I did. Or you get up in people's face, you threaten, you act violently, or you leave little messages like that guy did. He left little pieces of shit at the end of my fucking front door so that I would sit, like, directly in the center, like, so I knew it was him. and just perfectly equal distance from both sides of the sidewalk, just, like, right there in the center, like, looking at me.
I'm sorry,
a Nazi symbol and shit.
And just fall to your knees. Cowards! I say what you do, Jeff, because niceness doesn't work with people like him. You get a bag of 15,000 square foot Scott's Ultra fucking Agent Orange weed and feed fertilizer and just spread it liberally on your fucking lawn in such that they know where the fucking poison line is. You can't put a network of spikes in your lawn. I found that out. But no one's going to stop me from fertilizing my lawn, right? Sorry your little Yorkie got a tummy ache from shitting and eating his own shit or whatever he eats for my fucking grass. Not my fucking problem.
You would never do that, would you?
What? What, let my dog wander the fucking town and shit everywhere? No, I would never do that. That's...
But, I mean, would you react with the ability first? Or, you know, would you, you know, take the legal avenues first?
Well...
I mean, again, for what? You can't have your dog on someone else's property at all, unless the dog's leashed.
Well, you know what I will take care of my yellowing lawn with some fertilizer that may or may not poison somebody. Listen, I can't watch your kids. I can't watch your dogs. I think the least you should do is say, hey, maybe you shouldn't be eating the grass at the old Kenny place, should you? You had the yellow neon fucking runs last time you did. I think that's where the cause of your medical problems are.
Yeah, but then you become like the old guy in the Sandlot just stealing kids' baseballs.
Yeah, well, you know what? I want to be James Earl Jones and have fucking Hercules 138 years old in doggy years. And if they hit their autographed baseball over it, too bad. Too fucking bad. Well, anyway, Jeff, welcome to New Jersey. I want to say, you know, it's good to have you back. Well, yeah, I was going to say back. I was saying back. And I hope you enjoy your stay. I hope you had a nice time over there in the L.I., but now you're back in NJ.
Great thing about New Jersey, real quick, 50 cents cheaper. Yes, 50 cents. Awesome.
Suck it, assholes! Cheap gas!
Less than $50.
Don't go to South Jersey. Just stay away. Jeff, thank you very much. What's the story with your podcast career? What's going on? The What Show's gone. Culture Enema, you pulled the plug on.
I don't know yet. I gotta like finish unpacking first and figure out the AC situation in this house. I can't even fucking concentrate on my life right now with this heat.
Well, my
like the podcast.
Yeah, my AC went out actually. It was running. Everything was going fine, and the thermostat was at 95 for like a week.
How many BTUs?
I don't fucking know. This piece of shit looks like a fucking birdcage. It's the smallest. It's just a birdcage. If the bird were a rusted metal fan, and it works apparently. When I had the guy, I said, "So how long do I have before I have to fucking bankrupt myself to not melt?" He goes, "I wouldn't discount this unit. You probably got quite a few years on this thing." I go, "Okay, great." The wires were completely burned out and oxidized, though. Oh, how much is that going to be? Hey, $500. I'll put you on the plan. Whatever. I don't fucking... Just put me on the fucking plan. What is the plan?
I don't know. You can get a 20,000 BTU unit for that much.
Fuck it. You know what? I would need a new furnace, condenser, and everything. Everything is original in the house, Jeff. Everything is original.
Your fridge. Very nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I was actually just about to get into that. I did buy some appliances, Jeffrey. I did.
Yes.
Thank you. But I'll get into that a little later on. I will.
Yep.
Jeff, thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate it. It's a very
Not
nice
a problem.
Thing. But stay out of South Jersey. Don't go there. There are weird things there. There's fucking auto shops in the woods. There's fucking pine trees. There's roads that just fucking that look like dirt and then end up being metropolises in the fucking woods that nobody sees. And there's and I know they're from Philly, but they're prevalent in South Jersey. The fucking mummers. I'm sorry. I wasn't raised on that shit. Anytime I see what you call a fucking mummer, it's somebody on fucking PCP. It's somebody on some fucking weird brain-altering drugs. Just dancing with a fucking... A flowery umbrella with fucking lady clothes on. I'm sorry. I just don't fucking get it. I don't fucking get it. I'm sorry. And the best was that, like, they're not that into it when it's hot, apparently. Because it was pretty fucking hot during that 4th of July parade. And as the mummers passed by, they started playing a different song. And I heard the guy go, "That fucking fucking song again! And then right back to the little fucking strut, spinning the umbrella. We just fucking did this goddamn one! Whatever, I'll just keep doing my little fucking lilt, walk, strut, whatever it's called. I'm not into it. I can't fucking stand it. And that's why, to get my head back in the game, to get my fucking brain right, while I was in South Jersey, you know, and by the way, South Jersey is good because it produced Amanda, and Amanda's fantastic, right? But enough of that, South Jersey's fucked up. It's a terrible place! It's a terrible fucking place! They can't pronounce things! Anyway, to keep my brain right, I realized it was a UFC weekend. UFC 116. This was what I've been waiting for. The last time that I saw Shane Carwin fight, I was sitting with my dad in a movie theater, watching it live, with cheering fucking assholes eating milk duds and fucking movie foods. So I was psyched. Because at the end of that fight, you found out, Shane Carwin, Brock Lesnar. They're going to meet. They're going to fight. Interim champion, heavyweight champion. This is going to unify the belt. Shane Carwin had never lost. Undefeated. And at this point, anybody who even gives a shit already knows. They fought Saturday night. Shane Carwin, in like the first minute, just fucking pounding on Brock Lesnar's face. Like when you see a watermelon and it gets bruised up enough and that like the little pink starts to fucking show through and then just seeds and shit are flying out. He broke through the like to the pulp of his fucking head. His head was all swollen up far longer than they would have ever let anybody be down taking punches. But he is the champion, so they let it happen. And I understand that. I get that. But I want that in every fight. If you're going to give that chance because the guy's the champion, and maybe he comes out of it, then it could be maybe possible that somebody else you didn't give that chance to might have won the fight. I totally understand. Somebody's jaw goes fucking loose. They're on their back. That their one fucking leg is completely tensed and is like lifted off the fucking mat at a 20-degree angle. Their neck is back. You see every vein in their neck because they're all tensed up. Whenever somebody gets knocked out, it's a really funny thing. It looks like a still frame of somebody doing a fucking high jump. They're just on their back. They're all fucking tensed up in whatever position they were caught in. Like Mirko Krokop or whatever. He had his leg folded back. He's all fucking seized up. Nate Quarry had like fucking balled up fists. Just incredible. I understand when they're like that, they're knocked out, they're fucked up. Another punch to their face is going to be damaging in the long term. Dan Henderson and the Michael Bisping. He was out, no question. Was it fucking cool to see a fucking punch from the sky? Like, that glove was in the goddamn clouds and it came down on his fucking face at UFC 100. That was fantastic. He was out. It should have been stopped. However, when somebody has their arms in front of their face, maybe they're not doing enough. Maybe it looks like they're not doing enough. They're trying to do something. I've seen so many fucking fights stopped in the same position Lesnar was in. I understand Lesnar is a huge fucking athlete. He's a phenomenal specimen. There's not a lot of people like him. But if you're going to give him that leeway, give it to everybody, and maybe there'll be less, hey, that's fucking bullshit, calls. I was listening to Hate Us Talk Monday nights at, I believe they do the show at 10, but you can go and download every episode they've done at hateustalk.tumblr.com. They're fucking fantastic. It's Walter Subcheck and Jimmy J.J. Walker from Texas and Brooklyn, respectively, just talking about the fights. And I have to say, I agree with both of them to different extents. I agree with Jimmy J.J. Walker that give the same fucking leeway. And I agree with Clayton that it's the fucking champion. You have to beat the fucking champion. So that was probably the greatest fight I've seen in a very long time. Shane Carwin just really standing over the man. throwing fucking punches down 2 and 3 times the length of his average fight. Just fucking giving everything he has, and it's not enough. And he goes to the first time he's ever had to go to the fucking corner, ever, and sit down and have someone go, "You're doing great, baby. You're doing fucking great. You're doing so good, baby. Put some fucking Vaseline on his eyes. You're doing fucking good, baby. Nice hairline. You're losing it. That's a fucking unfinished tattoo. You're fucking great, baby." Comes out. Brock Lesnar gets him in a submission. You know. It's amazing. And that fight would have never happened if he wasn't the champion. You know. You get fucking put out. The ref has ultimate say. And there's been times where even Dana White said that was a bullshit call or a bullshit decision or whatever. I'm just saying. Across the board, let that happen. I was pretty shocked to hear Jimmy J.J. Walker say that he didn't like that fight. Because I have to say, anybody who enjoys MMA, who enjoys watching UFC, is obviously someone who enjoys fucking violence. Who enjoy, and not just fucking unfair shit, even though that's fucking glorious when they pull the Dan Henderson shit, when somebody gets an extra fucking shot in after, like, the ref is running with all the might he can fucking muster to get over to stop the fucking punch from landing. It's great. It's fantastic. When you see a foot take somebody's fucking head and just knock them out before they hit the ground. Fantastic. But if you're a fan of the UFC and a fan of fighting, you had to have been a fan of that fight. It had absolutely everything. It had the guys punching and fucking throwing and giving everything they fucking had. That satisfies the people like, dude, I just like seeing a fucking brawl. I just like seeing some fucking brawls. And it had the technical aspect of it. Ended in a submission. A lot of people who don't really enjoy the sport don't really enjoy a submission. It was a fucking phenomenal submission. It was enacted in about half of a second. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Leslie from Brooklyn. I hated that fight so much. I don't know. You know what? It was horrible. I couldn't stand it. It's unfair completely. I don't care if you're the champ. I don't care. This is why we get so these champs, and after they lose, they get so complacent. They're trying to get back to that shining moment. They're never, you know, put into the, you know, really tested.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Too much leeway.
So you're saying that they're never tested?
You can't. Listen, you said to yourself, he's the champ, right? If he's the champ, he's not supposed to be given a chance to give a pity moment. He's supposed to show why he's the champ. He's supposed to stand tall and endure and make it so this guy doesn't get him into a position like that. He's supposed to not show this type of weakness in a fight. He should be supposed to make it look like flawless.
Yeah, but what you just said, you kind of contradicted yourself because you said they're not tested, but he was losing. And he fucking overcame it. He won.
He would have, if it was another fight, he would have been called already. He would have been.
And that's the problem I see. But not with the fighter's performance, with the referees.
Yes, it was the ref. A ref can destroy. Here's the main thing that can hurt a fight: the ref, the judges, and fighters who just don't want to get into a brawl. You know, and that's what it is. These two were getting into a fight, but the ref was not doing his job. He should have. There was no action going on the ground. If it was
so, you feel it should have been stopped. You feel it should have been stopped.
It should have either been stopped or they should have been stood up.
You know what? I wouldn't have minded if he got stood up because I guarantee he would have been put down again.
Yeah, the car went back. Did you not see at one moment?
Yeah.
Carwin said he just backed away. He gave him so much space. That, all right, fine. You know what? Forget it. You're not judging. The ref is not going to do his job, so you get up so I can knock you down again so he can finally see that I'm knocking you out. So a fighter shouldn't have to do that. A fighter shouldn't have to do the ref's job. A fighter should be only knocking out his opponent to win. He shouldn't have to worry if the ref is going to bullshit him because he's fighting the champ.
But do you think that Lesnar was knocked out?
I don't think he was knocked out. I just think that in any other fight, it would either been stood up or it would have been called.
Absolutely.
So many unanswered hits. I've seen fights where there have been massive.
Well, hold on. What do you think an unanswered hit is?
Not being defended. He was taking hits just because you're covering one part of your face.
He was answering it with a bad block. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't sitting there with his arms, you know, to either side of his fucking body and his eyes rolled back in his head, letting him tee off. That's kind of unanswered to me. He was doing something to prevent them from landing. That's answering the blows.
You've got to admit, you've seen fights just like that where a guy is doing, like, bare minimum defending, and the ref will call it because he's not doing the superb job of blocking every single hammer that's coming towards his face.
Yeah, and you see fucking the likes of Herb Dean just do that fucking slide-in move like he's trying to steal fucking second and do the wave shit. And then the guy stands up and he's like, what the fuck? I was trying not to get punched in the face.
And here's the next thing they do. The refs themselves cost a fighter the whole match because he's like this. Do some action. If I don't see some action, I'm going to call the fight. No, at no point was Brock told this, but any other fighter has been told this, and then he has to open up his guard and try to hit back when he's trying to defend because he doesn't have a good position to throw a punch at. But he has to be forced to go in a dangerous position because the ref is forcing his hand.
You think that this was granted to him because he is the champion and that's it, and he shouldn't have been... He should have lost that, you think?
Yeah, he should have lost it.
I don't think so.
Because, okay, it's great. If anything,
he proved he's the champion by getting up and taking the fucking guy down at the end of the first round.
I wouldn't have a problem with that if that was the rule in place for everyone. I just don't like the fact that you're the champion, so guess what? You get the softer rules. It's not supposed to be that way.
No, what you're suggesting is fucking the rules up. You're saying that you want it to be the same for everybody, so you're going with the shittier way to end the fight for everybody, rather than ending it with the ideal way of letting a fucking guy defending himself fucking finish it.
No, here's what happens. If in a fight, I want it so that if you're defending yourself, so long as you're conscious and you have a portion of your face being defended, even if you're taking blows, you should not have the fight called. You should be able to last in that position until it becomes a complete stalemate. You get stood up, or you're left there until the bell rings. That's how it should be. You either get stood up, or the bell rings, and then, you know what, we move on to the next round. But I've seen fighters do the same thing. They're like, they're not going to get knocked out. They're getting hit. They're still conscious. But guess what? The ref says, you either move, or I'm going to call this fight. So they're forced to do something, or they stay that way, hoping that, you know what, maybe if I defend this way, and guess what, the fight gets called, and it's boos and hisses, and this guy who could have probably came back second wind, just like Brock did, won't get that chance because the ref got impatient and decided he was going to placate to whoever he thought was watching to see if he was doing a good job.
Well, how many UFC pay-per-views have you watched at this point? Are you relatively new to this or no?
I've been watching for a good like year and a half now.
Okay, so you're kind of getting into it now. You're starting to analyze it. It's more than just people trying to kill each other to you at this point.
Obviously, it's technique. It says, you know what? The main thing is you never let it go to the judge's decision. If it's a close fight, you always try to go for the knockout or the tap out.
Yeah,
because the judges are going to screw you regardless, even though you can tell. The judges are half the time blind. They're not getting a good view of what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, but what's so amazing to me is that you've been watching this for a while, and you don't think that fight was exciting. You thought it was a terrible fight because of that one instance. Were you upset that Carwin lost? Is that what it is? I mean, you're unhappy?
It's not the fighters I'm disappointed with. I'm disappointed with the refs. Come on, you're not telling me you haven't had a fight at the end of the night, a great fight, and a bad call on the, from the judges just ruins the whole thing for you. Just pisses you off.
Yeah, but usually, it's the opposite of what happened at this fight, which is why I think it's so fucking amazing, because it proves why this ending is ideal, because he didn't lose. He came back. Carwin didn't have the fucking stamina. He couldn't bring it back, so it was over.
Carwin's a one, he's a one-round fighter. He tries to put everything he's got into the first
round.
With
his fucking alien eyes. His alien eyes and his fucking snout that he has.
Yeah, so I got no, I'm not disappointed with the fighters. I'm just disappointed with the calling. That's my main issue. I felt like, you know what, I've seen great fights go really south. I've seen fighters who, if they're given a chance, they could have came back with a second win. And basically, you know what, yeah, it's just a call that left me with a sour taste. And, you know, that didn't sound right.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people probably do feel as though you did. But however, me and someone you might know, Walter Sobchak, are very excited about this fight. And I did hear about it on a show called Hate Us Talk. And have you ever heard of this before?
I'm passing. I just downloaded their last episode, 24, on iTunes today.
They've done almost half a year.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
But also keep in mind, Ken, that you're siding with Walter Sobchak, who also believe most sports are fixed. So
he does get a little nutty like that. And you can get familiar with him and Jimmy J.J. Walker on Hate Us Talk, hateustalk.tumblr.com.
Every Monday night.
Thank you very much, Leslie from Brooklyn. I really appreciate your call.
No problem.
Thank you.
Night.
Hang up there. I mean, I don't know. He didn't find it exciting. He didn't enjoy the fight. I almost cheered. I almost cheered while staring at the obviously not fucking paid for feed that I was viewing. I mean, obviously paid for feed of the pay-per-view. That's why it's called pay-per-view, because you pay. I cheered at my fucking laptop screen. It was fucking glorious. Just goddamn glorious. Why don't we take a quick break here? This is the DJ News Style Show. And as you may be aware, I was in the market for appliances. We'll be right back on the DJ News Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good, but there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Hear Us Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Hear Us Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
The DJ New Style Show.
And now, let's peer inside the mind of an appliance salesman.
Another night, walking the floor. God damn it. Need to pay those bills. I think the chicken is rotten. It's probably still good. The door opens, I look, lock their eyes. This guy with a decent beard and a woman next to him. I have to muster up the courage to smile again. I smile. They look away. They walk over to the refrigerators. They start poking at one. They touch the doors and the buttons and leave fingerprints all over the front of it. They glance over at a range, then a microwave, then a dishwasher. I got these motherfuckers. I approach them. Need to use my friendly walk. I'll engage.
Hey, not here to bother you or anything like that, but if you need me, I'm roaming around the store.
Totally killed it. They didn't laugh, but I know that's a funny line. That's why I printed it on my name tag. Okay, they don't know what they're looking at. Okay, they're touching something. They don't know what that is. They just talk to each other. I need to make a move.
Hey guys, what that is a stainless steel fridge. That means that it's probably going to last you a lot longer, and it looks very modern.
That ought to start something. Nope. Nothing. Turned around. Didn't even acknowledge. Yeah, sure, asshole. Yeah, that's right. I bet you're just browsing. You probably have a kitchen chock full of shit that needs replacing. Yeah, you do. I smell it on you. And her. Like sweat. Maybe that is sweat. It's kind of an assy sweat. I think that's my sweat. Shit. My pits are see-through. Son of a bitching fucking deodorant wasn't antiperspirant. I told that bitch to get me antiperspirant. What the fuck? They're leaving. Shit. Another night. Rotten chicken. It's probably not bad, though. I gotta run after them.
Hey! Hey! Here's my card. Remember, if you come back, please, just ask for Roman.
They'll be back. They have to come back. They need that shit. They have nothing but terrible stuff that needs replacing. Fuck, he just threw my card in the garbage. That was my last one. Wouldn't be the first time I had these fingers in a garbage can. I think I see a Dunkin' Donuts bag in there. Tonight could be better than I thought.
This has been your glimpse inside the mind of an appliance salesman.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, djnewstyleshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast, become a fan on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and Tumblr, where you'll see pictures of my refrigerator and other things, such as this little burst-open piece of cardboard. That was a piece of the fireworks that landed on us. The fireworks, we were so close that we were feeling all kinds of ash and cardboard pieces fucking landing on us. And this one on djnewstyle.tumblr.com, this one landed on our towel. Glowing! Fucking glowing! Just amazing. And that big piece was like when the fireworks explode and the little shimmery ones that seem to last so long, and they last so long because they're still fucking burning when they hit the ground almost. That's how big they are. I always thought they were a lot smaller, but, you know, fucking, they are pretty goddamn far away. So, yeah, you may have heard Roman bitching about me throwing his business card out as soon as he gave it to me. I didn't appreciate his nickname. Didn't appreciate the pun, Roman. I know you're Roman around the store. The bitch of it is that after I threw his business card out, I went back to the same place and I bought a full kitchen of appliances with someone else. And he was there as we were doing the whole deal. We were there for a long time. Very, very long time. Trying to get as good a deal as we can. Do we get the warranty? Don't we? Do we get the fucking installation? Don't we? All that shit. A few hours. At one point, I found myself in a massage chair watching some World Cup. And Argentina lost. I'm sure Diego from Randolph Diner is very excited. But we bought it. And the looks I was getting from Roman around. Very, very fucking terrible. I'm sorry. I have to take a sip off of my my strawberry dragon fruit beverage that I've been enjoying. Excuse me. I don't think I've ever done that. But I do remember that as being a very big ploy that they would use in beverage commercials. So yeah, we went with a nice set of stainless shit and got some rebates back, and today it was delivered. And you, if you've been a listener of the show, or if not, you know, if not, of course, go fuck yourself in your stretched out asshole. And then when you're done, wipe up, go to djnewstyleshow.com, download some of the boo-ba-doo-ba-doos. I get some stuff delivered to my house. I have bad fucking luck. My lawn started out nice, and it's goddamn dying. I have a nice path in front of the fucking house. Where do these motherfuckers think that they're going to take the goddamn refrigerator, range, dishwasher? Where? Over the grass!
Probably because the people who bought the fucking bedroom set over created these permanent fucking rills. And now they're even more fucking permanent. It's like a goddamn wheelbarrow path to a shed on my fucking front lawn. And they, you know, they fucked it up. They didn't deliver the shit in one shipment. And I guess I missed a call or something that they said they would be shipping it in two shipments. I took off of work today, and they delivered the stuff early. Everything except the range. The range was coming in another delivery. I asked the Russian fellow when the range would be delivered. Will come soon. He lolled it after us. Oh, okay. Do you want a drink? No, let me finish, please. No, let me finish. I want to finish first. Oh, shit. I'm not fucking begging you to take my fucking products. I'm offering it to you. Let me finish first before you offer me waters. I'm sorry. I almost felt like I felt bad for, like I was interrupting the fucking guy from sweating all over my fucking floor. I have a trail of fucking sweat going up the goddamn fucking stairs, on the tiles, everything. Just and the worst part of it, the worst. He installed he fucking shoved the refrigerator in the slot and plugged it in. He installed it. And his fucking sweaty hands on the goddamn stainless as he's taking off the shit. Oh god, it looked like a fucking surgeon's table. Just all grimy, fucking fingerprinted up. So now I realize why I shouldn't own stainless steel appliances. I spent the better part of 30 to 40 minutes cleaning this fucking thing until it was perfect. It had to be perfect. It's the first fucking hour that I own the goddamn thing. It has to be perfect. And thank you, Steve, for saying that the definition of crotchety is complaining about your lawn. I fucking appreciate it. Why don't you go pretend to fucking run someone through with something that should go under a bathroom sink? And also, Jeff, it's not stainless. It's stainful. It is! I like the look of it when it's clean, but it's never going to be fucking clean. That's the issue. I'm going to see a fingerprint on it, and I'm going to lose 40 minutes out of my day. It's the same reason why I would never buy those fucking microfiber couches. Because the minute someone gets up, I see exactly how fucking wide their ass was, where their pockets were, the little fucking seam going up their goddamn gotch and asshole. Every little fucking just disturbance on that fabric is moved. And every time I fucking see one of those couches, they look so fucking comfortable. I sit in it. They're perfect. We need a couch for upstairs. All the couches that I'm coming, into contact with are these fucking microfiber little fucking shit things that I'd have to walk. I'd have to either never see, or I'd have to go and stop for another fucking half hour, 45 minutes, and smooth down everything. Okay, which way am I going to go? Am I going to go dark or am I going to go light? Which I got to know. I got to go either with or against the grain. Is this a dark couch or a light couch? Because someone sits down, their ass moves it. Oh, it's the fucking worst. It's the best for stains! It's the best for stains. You can clean it. If you're going to have cake, you get a micro. I lose my entire fucking day if I own one of those. Always said, nope, don't like it. Look at the ass marks. This is a display. Look at the ass marks. They have to have this clean so people will buy it. Someone sat down, there's an ass there, and there's a bat and an arm. It's all fucked up. I can't have this. We won't look at this one. I know not to buy that. I'm looking at refrigerators. I'm avoiding Roman. I see very nice looking stainless steel shit. I'm like, hey, that looks pretty good. Open it up. Don't even think about it. Put my fucking fingers on the goddamn ice maker and shit. Yeah, that looks like we could fit enough shit in there. I don't even think to look at the fucking thing. I get it in there. It's not even in the house for a minute, and it's fucking smeared. And then I have to, they give me a little sample pack. If you look at the picture on my Tumblr, djnewstyle.tumblr.com, you can see this little white bottle on the counter to the left of the fridge. That's this little jizzy, liquidy white fucking stainless cleaner that basically oils it up nice. And then you wipe it up. You wax on, wax off, but you gotta go with the grain. Gotta go with the grain. Don't fucking go against the grain. I tell you, the time that I fucking spent in this, I'm glad the sides of it are black. If there was any more fucking stainless on this thing, I may as well just fucking slip my throat. I may as well lay under it and have it tip on me. Just fucking end it. Because I can't even tell you. I may keep a log of exactly how much time I waste making sure that there's no fucking fingerprints on it. If you want a way to diagnose OCD immediately, you want to know if you're OCD, get a microfiber couch or buy a fucking stainless fridge range dishwasher. Buy one of those. You'll see. If you wipe the same area you wiped, you're fucked. You have it. You are like Frank. Where's Taps? I need Taps. Next time I mention Frank, I'll play Taps. I have to remember that. You're exactly like Frank was. Just worrying about insignificant shit. And I love it. It looks nice. It's got everything I want. But the fucking stainless on it is going to drive me fucking goddamn out of my fucking mind. So I took off for the last 2 days. I was off on the 5th because the holiday fell on a Sunday. And when the holiday fell on a Sunday, who gives a fuck? I was off. Doesn't matter. Do you need to know every fucking vacation day I take? Are you like the goddamn HR department? Should I send my vacation requests to you all? Well, I won't. So I was off on Monday, and I decided I would take off today to do some shit to the house, to work on the house, get some stuff done. I have all this molding that's not installed or hung or whatever the hell it is. Some of it's painted, some of it isn't. I really want to get some stuff done. I've got the delivery coming today. I may as well take off. I took off. And of course, I didn't let them know that I had taken off to do work on the house when I complained that, you know, my whole day was ruined. I have no more vacation for the summer. Can you install the dishwasher for free? That's right. The house may have been owned by Jews, but I can try some of their tactics. So I took off and I had my dad help me out to put some of the molding up, to show me how to work his fucking tools. Nice DeWalt chop saw, fucking a pneumatic fucking Porter Cable fucking nail gun compressor. Makes a lot of fucking noise. Feels really good to put a nail in. And I was instantly taken back to the days of being 12 and woken up at 8 o'clock to go to Home Depot to buy supplies so my dad can build his deck. And that's what I spent several summers doing, just helping my dad. He would go and buy some supplies. I would go and help him. What do you think of that piece of wood? I don't know. I don't know, Dad. Or, I'm sorry, it was more like, I don't know, Dad. It's got like a twist in it and some knots. Fuck it. This fucking place and their fucking lumber. It just went to shit. I don't know how many fucking complaints about Home Depot's lumber I've heard. But I know that when he built his first deck, the first part of the deck at least, it's like three levels. There's a fucking gazebo. Like, this deck has been a work, his masterwork that he's put years into. When he first built the deck, it was like Home Depot had just opened in our area. So the lumber was fucking excellent. Like, he would just spend time in there. Let's check this board out. It's fucking perfect. Let's just check this other. They're all fucking great. All this wood is great. Go there now. Fucking knots in it. It's all twisted. Fucking warped. This fucking place sucks. Just complaining. So I'm having him help me now. This is something that I want to work on. And he's helping me. So it's almost like we came full circle. Except for the fact that I'm still not allowed to use the fucking saw. I was able to... I have to earn trust to be able to use his fucking saw. Like, I would say, you know, let me cut a... You know what? You can go over and go do the... And I his process is like, yeah, he's gonna... Let me just... I just want to fucking get this done. I just want to go fucking get this done. I got to work on my deck. He's still working on his fucking deck. Now he's not building anything new. He's replacing boards that have rotted. And the deck looks fucking beautiful. I'm not shooting down his efforts. I'm just saying that he loves his deck. He did a great job with it. But every waking moment, I'm assuming he really wants to do something to it. But he's taking time out to help me. And in helping, it's basically him doing all the work and me doing, like, the bitch shit. Like, I spent hours filling in little fucking nail holes from the nail gun with, like, fucking wood filler. I'm like, oh. And he would come by and actually say, it's pretty good. Looks good. You know, we're a good team. I'm like, what the fuck did I even do? I just went about a million times. A million fucking times. Looking pretty good, bud. Looking pretty good. And I'm like, you know, I feel really bad. I mean, I should be able to do this shit. I mean, I think I can do this, but he's going up and down the fucking steps, cutting the goddamn molding. And here I am, I'm doing the same little fucking jobs that he would let me do when I was 12 and he was building his deck. Like, why don't you stack up these ends? Why don't you just stack up the ends of the boards I'm cutting? Get them in the garbage can, and then what we'll do is we'll take them down. And that's like a big, I guess it's a big fucking help, but really it doesn't, it's more like I'm just doing the bitch shit. And I think I even took like two or three coffee runs. And I was like a goddamn assistant producer for my fucking molding job. And but it did bring me back, and I really did enjoy doing that. I don't know. 316-768-4472. If you want to call the show, that's the number to call. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Alex.
Hey, Alex, can you turn down your speakers just a bit?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, just turn them down, and then, you know, we don't hear a little echo. What's going on, Alex?
Okay. I think I'm like a few seconds on lag.
Oh, okay.
But, I was just like you said, like your dad like made you do the bitch shit. I had like that same problem a few years ago when he used to do like small little odd jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like he used to drag me along, and it was kind of like it was a redundant thing. Every Friday we went to this bar down by the ocean. Oh, I live in Brooklyn. Yeah, so
oh, okay.
Like right by the ocean, where this I think it was a Polish bar, like down by the sea. And,
okay.
Like, they would pay my dad, and not me. I mean, I was, just, like, I was basically the, you know, the assistant, the guy who just did the little things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, like, it was kind of, you know, I was doing kind of exactly the same things you were doing. You know, line up the wood. don't touch the drill.
Mark that with a pencil. Mark that with a pencil. Now you fucked it up. Get back.
Yes.
I'll do
yes.
it.
He said, "Mark that with a pencil. This is where I'm gonna put the screws." And even though we did put up the same wood, the same, you know, like the same drill, same stuff, basically, every single week for like about 2 months until it was like a summer job, really.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I don't know why he needs to remark it with a pencil if the mark was still there. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
You know, and it, you know what? You do kind of learn that way too, though.
That is true.
You pick up exactly what he was doing just by almost wanting to do it, but like not being like him not letting you do it. It's not like you're not allowed. There's no restriction. It's just he's not gonna entrust this cut with you because
exactly.
He has the saw set perfectly. You mark it with a little thing, and then occasionally he'll let you check an angle or something like that. Like, okay, give me a nice angle on this.
Exactly. Actually, there was one time he said, you know, like, he actually, like, you know, took my hands. I was, like, 12 years old at the time. He's like, here, like this, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, here, put one drill in. Oh, wow, this feels pretty cool. And, like, you know, I could probably learn how to do this. And that actually did help me help my friend, you know, set up his shelves in his room at one point. I'm like, okay, let me help him out.
Yeah.
Let me just not just sit there and watch him like I'm watching my dad. He's my friend. He's going to say, you want to play with the power tools? Go right ahead.
Yeah, the drill is the gateway power tool. I remember that Wayne's World came out, and there was a scene. I was young, okay?
Love Wayne's World.
Yeah, there was a scene where Garth has some kind of fucking thing to remove wheels from a car, and he just shoots it a couple times. I can't tell you how many times I took my dad's power drill and just tried to fucking make the same sound he made with that fucking tool. Until I got yelled at several times. Stop doing that! If you're going to drill, drill! If you're going to put a fucking screw in... I'm tired of hearing the same fucking thing. Or he would turn the radio up a little bit. So we'd hear, we would hear the doors just a little bit louder. I guess everybody's dad kind of does this. If their dad does some kind of carpentry or, you know, contracting or some kind of work, I guess everybody might have this experience.
Yeah, I've had this experience, yeah. My dad was a carpenter. He actually went to school for electronicing. I mean, to be an electrician. Yeah. There we go. It's good that we have him here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Alex, I met you on Chat Roulette, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you have been one of the most prevalent names on the Facebook fan page, which obviously is facebook.com/TheDJNewsStyleShow.
Exactly.
And you know, I wanted to thank you for, you know, following the show and listening and doing, you know, everything you've done to get people to do the same.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing my best, you know. I mean, I just, like, linked the show to two people, you know, and, you know, they're not usually on Facebook. I say, you know what, let me get on my AIM and let me just, you know, spread the show around. It's a great show, you know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, you've definitely sent me some very complimentary emails, and it touched a brother heart just a little bit. And before the show, you mentioned something that you wanted to talk about. Like, I remember you said you wanted to call in, and lo and behold, here you are. I know we weren't really on that topic, but what was it that you wanted to mention?
To be totally honest, I actually forgot.
I think
it was so long ago.
I think you said it was something about a girl. I don't know.
No, it was not about a girl. I mean, I didn't want to, like, get into a subject about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, I wouldn't just, like, bring it out on the radio.
Hey, listen, I don't mean to blow up your spot, buddy. But you know what? She's not listening. So she's a terrible person as it is. So did I? I guess I just brought up something that you said in private. I broke our trust, Alex. I apologize to you. But don't fucking listen. I'll do the goddamn pencil. Give me the pencil.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Hey, Alex, thank you for calling in, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right, and I'll keep watching or downloading.
Do everything. Watch.
I'll do.
Download. Listen to old episodes while you download.
Of course.
Read things. Just multitask, but make sure all the tasks are centered around me.
Oh, of course.
Anyway, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Thank you. Take care. Yeah, Alex is a good dude. Alex is a very good dude. He's on the Facebook fan page, and you'll see him on there. You look for somebody who's posted the most times, and that's him. Say hello, and you know what? You know, if you ever want to know what you should be doing to promote the show, maybe consult Alex and ask him, because I guess he's now postured himself to be king of Facebook. He is now the king of the Facebook fan page, and that is his domain. Before you make a move, approve it with the king. Fuck, what am I even talking about? Two days doing nothing but working with my dad. Still in the position of apprentice. And even still, not even watching, not even seeing it happen. It takes a lot of the terror out of fucking up. Because as you know, I know that I have some kind of fucking Uber. Oh, God, did I fucking say Uber? Somebody with a spike or a spear or even a fake spear, Steve the LARPer. Just plunge it into my fucking lungs if I ever say Uber again. I have some kind of really fucking heavy obsession with getting things to be right down to the small details that, you know, they rarely get fucking done. And having somebody to show you how it should be done really does take a lot of that anxiety out, and it helps you. It really does, and I'm glad that my dad is there to do a lot of this shit. And I think that now, after watching him, I probably could do some fucking molding, and I probably will. I just need to steal his fucking saw. And the thing about it is he would never let me have it. He has to die probably before I get that fucking saw. So I'll probably end up either buying my own or just asking him to do more shit for me. So the house is coming along. Three of the bedrooms are basically done. You got, you know, save for the crown molding that I didn't paint. I didn't mount. You know, some outlets here or there. But they're basically done. We're getting rooms fucking done. The kitchen is just coming together. Things are happening. And I don't know when they're going to end. I don't know when the list of things are going to end. So I'm going to have to find an entry point where it's like, listen, this isn't fucking ready, but I have to live here. I have to fucking live here now. Because it's getting a little bit fucking nuts. I've gotten most of the old smell out. Now, some of the smell is my own. And I think it can become my home. And I don't know when exactly I'm going to move in. But to all the people that say, when are you going to fucking move in? It's been so long. Congratulations, you were able to count the number of months that it has been since I've moved in. I appreciate that fact. And I'm glad that you have embraced basic mathematics. But I'll move in when I'm good and goddamn fucking ready. How about you consume your own fucking mind with things born from your own fucking brain? Do you, motherfucker? Eat my fucking shit. I'll move in when I goddamn feel like it. And I'm just a little bit edgy here, because I hear it a lot. And also, partly because there was no new episode of True Blood this week. Fucking last week's episode was goddamn phenomenal. If you see the latest episode of True Blood, the end scene, the biggest, awesomest hate-fuck scene you could ever imagine, Bill Compton takes this fucking vampire bitch, says, I don't fucking love you, bangs her, twists her whole fucking head around, you hear like a and just fucking rails her. Her chest is facing him. He's in missionary position. But if you saw her head, you would say, well, she looks as though she's in doggy style position. But her titties are facing up. It's because he twisted her whole fucking head around. He's not fucking playing. He doesn't give a shit. He's gonna get his. And he broke her neck. But she's a fucking vampire. She can heal. True Blood. Listen. You don't have to hear me talk about the fucking show. Shit. You don't have to hear me talk about it. Just watch the fucking thing yourself. It's amazing. Everybody is into this. Wait for it. Here you go. Twilight bullshit. But they should be into True Blood. And I'm done whining about fucking Twilight. I can't have that many complaints about movies I'm not fucking watching. So with that, I'm going to keep working on my fucking house. I'm going to keep loving this fucking country. I'm going to keep celebrating the pounding of somebody's fucking face. And I'm going to keep doing this fucking show that I love so much. The DJ New Style Show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Episode 262. DJNewStyleShow.com. Be sure to download everything that I ever fucking put out there. Because if I put it out there, it's halfway fucking decent. And also, go to TheAwfulHour.com. Wednesday nights, hear us talk. Go to BestInShowRadio.com. They're on Thursday night at 9 o'clock on HearUsTalk.com. Listen, and you'll fucking love it, or I'll shit in your face twice. Shit, I'll shit in your face. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next Tuesday. Eat my ass.
Banana, fuck you.